Job chapter 2, if you have your place, stand with us in honor reading God's Word. Job chapter 2, verse 1. And the Bible says, again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot under his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. And he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. I want to preach for just a little while this morning on this thought. The target of Satan, your body. The target of Satan, your body. Did you ever realize that old devil's got his target on you? Hey man, your body, every day that you live, every day that you walk, Satan has got his sights set on you. Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to tear you down. He wants to destroy everything that you touch. The devil don't want to see you succeed. The devil don't want to see you to be happy. The devil don't want you to get peace for one moment. The devil's always there to torment and tear down. And sometimes the God in his permissive will, he allows the devil to enter in our life. Notice what Job lost here. He lost, number one, Job lost his substance of his body. He lost his flocks and his herds and his wealth. Over here in Job chapter 1, not only did he lose his substance, but he lost his the fruit of his own body. He lost his children. He lost everything that he had. The old devil came and took it away from him. Hey man, I'll tell you, if we ain't very careful today, the devil will do the same to me and you. He'll come and take everything that we got. He'll take that's closest to us. He wants to destroy and take your substance. He wants to take the fruit of your body. He even wants to touch your body. Amen. He wants to touch your body. He touched old mother. He lost the soundness of his body. His health of his body. Amen. By an awful disease that come upon him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Amen. You say, well, why did God do that? Because God allowed Satan to do that. It was permissive will of God. But I thank God that God, praise God, he knows what he's doing. Amen. And he said, hey, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. Chapter 2, after he had done, took away everything that he had, took away his possessions, took away his wealth, took away his children. And he said at Job in chapter 22, he said, all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. He said, hey, you know what? He said, God's still God. Hey, no matter if I don't have nothing. He said, glory to God. God is still God Almighty. Amen. No matter what we go through today, praise God, God's still God. Amen. He don't change yesterday or forever. He changes not. But I want to say this morning that Satan, the old devil, he desires to destroy your body. Amen. You say, why does he want to do that? Because he's the devil. See, he got mad because he got out. He rose up against God and he said, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to ascend to the throne. I'm going to be a mighty power. I'm going to be all that. And God says, well, listen, devil, you heady, high-minded thing, you ain't going to be nothing. I allowed you to be what you are. And praise God, I'm going to cast you out of here. I'm going to get rid of you. And the Bible says that he cast him out. And praise God, at the speed of lightning, 186,000 miles per second, an old God of glory danced the old devil off the earth. Hey, it's no wonder he's mad. Amen. Cast him down to earth. Now he's the prince and power of this present world that we live. Amen. I want to say the devil is he's a force to be reckoned with in this day and hour that we live. The devil is a power, amen? But he desires to destroy your body. Why does he do that? Number one, because your body is the temple of God. Amen? He desires to destroy our bodies because they are the temple of God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. He says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? Amen. He said, praise God, if you've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, he said, God put a Holy Ghost of God in your heart, and you no longer belong to yourself. Amen. Hey, you think about that when you go out in the world, you dilly-dally around. Amen. You don't belong to yourself. Amen. We need to be careful that we present our bodies, praise God, because we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to God this morning. Amen. He is our keeper and our stay, praise God. And without Him, we have no hope. But I thank God this morning because of Him, because of who He is, praise God, that we've got a hope that we can stand. We've got a foundation that's firm. Amen. He said, for verse 20, he said, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He said, hey, not only does He own your body, not only is the Spirit in you, but praise God. He said, hey, just rejoice and give God the glory for all that He's done. Yeah. Amen. You want me to change something? You want to defeat the devil this morning? You get to glorifying God. Yeah. Amen. You get to magnify. You get to lift up holy hands, praise God. Praising the God of glory for everything He does to you, good or bad, praise God. No devil have to flee. Amen. Why? Because James said, if we'll submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee. You know what it is? We ain't got much submission. Amen. There's not a whole lot of submission to a child of God today. And he's very little resisting. Amen. We're not putting up a resistance. And to die by the old devil, he's just having a heyday in our lives. Coming in when he wants to, going out when he wants to. Look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. He's just having a heyday. We're letting Him. Philippians chapter 1, he said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope. Amen. Earnest expectation. What do you expect? Let me ask you this morning. What do you expect for your life? What is the hope that you have this morning? You know, well, preacher, I'm just hoping I can get a job tomorrow and go to, and, you know, I hope I can make enough money, buy some groceries, and hoping I get the car payment made on the car, they don't repossess it, and I hope I got a roof over my head. Hey, listen, what's wrong with us? Our expectations ain't high enough. We need to have some loftier, higher expectations. I'm talking about a relationship with the Holy God, praise God, where it gets us way up here above, praise God, those light afflictions that so easily beset us. Amen. He said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body. Why does the devil want to destroy your body? Because he don't want you to magnify God. Amen. I want to say this morning, when we quench the Spirit of God and we don't laud Him and praise Him like we ought to, amen, we're giving the devil victory. Amen. You know what's keeping it from magnifying God? Pride. What will people think? Praise God, if you're here in this place, they'll think you love the Lord. Amen. Praise God, a lot of times we get out of the car shouting. Amen, looking forward to being in the presence of God. He says, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Amen. He said, hey, I'm like Job over there. He said, one of these days I'm going to see the Lord in my body after the skin worms have devoured my body. He said, I'm going to see the Lord in the flesh. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, hey, whether dead or alive, praise God, I'm just going to glorify God. But look what he says. He said, verse 21 said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Why does a Satan want to destroy your body? Because it's the temple of God. And if he can destroy the temple, he can destroy your witness. Amen. Jerk it, snatch it out from under you. He attacks it. The one means that God has of revealing grace and mercy to the world is mine and your body. You realize that? The one means that God has to reveal grace and mercy is mine and your body. Now, God reveals creation. He reveals His power, His wisdom, and the glory of God. It's revealed. Amen. Creation reveals that. Paul said you can look out and see nature and then realize that there's a God. Unless you're crazy. Amen. A lot of these folks need to be in an insane asylum. Look out on the magnificence that God's created and say, well, it just happened from a big boom. Amen? That's ludicrous. Amen. How can you have a big... Their theory don't even play out. Because to have action, you got to have a reaction. And they don't have nothing to put together to explode. But you ask them about that, you know what they say is evolution? They say, well, we don't go there. Yeah, because it takes your foot in that. Amen. But I want to say, my Bible tells me that in the beginning, God created the heaven. Now get this, the heaven and the earth. Now if you've got a New King James or one of them other perversions, it says the heavens. But I want to say, praise God, God never created but one heaven. He created the heavenlies, praise God, but there's only one heaven. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's the rest of the world. That's what's wrong with the world. We're creating our own little heaven, praise God, where these bodies are going to go to. But I tell you what, if we don't get saved, born again by the precious blood of Jesus, living right, praise God, in this present world where the devil can't defeat this old body, we're going to end up in hell lost without God. But I want to say, praise God, if we just take care of this body, praise God, realizing it's a temple of God. It's a treasure house of the Lord. And if I ain't careful, I'm going to get ahead of myself. But boy, I tell you, I appreciate the Lord, don't you? But that's why He attacks the body. He attacks the body. Why? Because He wants to destroy it. Because it's the temple of God. Number two, He attacks your body. Do you realize your body this morning is a tool? Your body is a weapon. Amen? Look over at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. Look what God says. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. He said, let not sin reign, therefore reign in your mortal body. He said, don't let sin have predominance over you. He said, we got to kick sin out. You say, well, preacher, how do we know what sin is? Sin is that God says is wrong. And like I say all the time, praise God, I'm glad God don't have no gray areas. God says sin is sin and right is right. Amen. And He said we seek the righteousness. He said if we'd seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, that's what's right in the eyes of God. He said everything else we need will fall in place. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We're out trying to seek things and have things and relationships and everything else outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, outside of the God of glory and His righteousness, and it don't work. I tell every one of these people, these couples when we counsel them, the first thing you got to do is decide in your mind and in your heart that you're going to stay in the house of God. Because if not, the devil would destroy your relationships. Amen. But if you put a firm relationship, let me say this morning. Now you hear me, young people, old people alike. If we don't settle in our mind and in our heart that we're going to serve God and we're going to stay with God, we won't. Amen. This flesh will pull us away. But we have to decide. Hey, we have to settle it. I have to settle it in my mind and in my heart, praise God, that every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, praise God, I'm going to be in the house of God. Amen. Because if I don't settle that, amen, the devil's going to come along and defeat the body. And the body's weak, praise God. It is not strong enough to fight the devil. Amen. But we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, the righteous. Amen. He'll strengthen us from the inside out, praise God. And He'll give us the power to persevere against the attacks of the devil. Amen. That's that submitting and committing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Making Him our Lord and our Savior. He said in Romans chapter 6, verse 12, He said, that should obey it in the lust thereof. He said, verse 13, now listen to this. He said, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. That's tools and weapons. Amen. That's what that literally means. He said, don't yield your body up as a tool or a weapon against righteousness. He said, hey, listen, let it be a tool and a weapon against unrighteousness. Amen. He said, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. He said, before we were saved, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we were all dead in our trespasses and sins. Amen? We were already dead. Spiritually dead. Amen? There was no life in us. But praise God, He said there was a quickening spirit came along through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God. It come to where we is at. It stirred in the depths of our soul. And He said, you know, Jesus loved you and He died for you. And praise God, He got up the third day for you. So that you can have victory over death in the grave. And boy, when you accept that, praise God, and you say, you know what? I'm just going to yield my body. I'm going to make my body a tool and a weapon for the glory of God. He said, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments, tools, and weapons of righteousness unto God. Amen. Listen, hey, can you imagine what would take place in this little church if we got in our mindset that we're going to serve God, that we're going to use our bodies a tool, a weapon against unrighteousness? We begin to dig and we begin to search and we find out from the Word of God what's right, and we begin to pursue what's right. And we begin to evade and stay away from what's wrong. But see, we're living in a day and an hour that we tend to want to follow those things that so easily beset us, don't we? Those things that pull us away from God. Because the old devil paints a picture, there's pleasure in sin for a season.
Amen.
Amen. But the devil never tells you what happens at the end of that season. Amen. Takes you down the road a long ways, praise God, runs you out of gas, runs you out of money, and leaves you stranded. That's what the devil does. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's always there. He said, be closer than a brother. Bless His holy name. So we see here, praise God, that the devil don't only want to destroy our body, but he wants to keep us from being tools and weapons for the glory of God. Hey, we can't minimize this morning the importance of our bodies. Amen. We're just tools and weapons, praise God. And that's why the devil wants to destroy us. That's why he wants to tear us up. That's why we got to take care of our bodies. Amen. You young people, listen to me. Look up here. You need to take your body and you need to dedicate it to God and say, Lord, I'm never going to put any harmful substance in my body. No more no drugs, no alcohol. Amen. No fornication. I'm not going to fool with women until I get married. I'm going to keep myself chaste. Amen. I'm going to do what God says. Amen. So I can live a righteous life. So I can be pleasing. My body can be a tool, a weapon, praise God, for the Lord against the devil. Devil don't want me to preach this morning. He's trying to choke me to death. Amen. But I tell you what, God wants to help us this morning, praise God, just like He did old brother Job. If we'll just keep our eyes on God and say, you know what? There's a better way, praise God, and there's a glorious day.
Amen.
Lord God, we can't minimize the health of our body, the importance of our health. Amen. A child of God that's careless with his body, the health of his body, and the safety of his body, he's just playing right in the hands of the destroyer. Amen. If you mistreat your body, if you put these things in your body, praise God, it's not supposed to be there, you're playing right into the hands of the destroyer. Amen. You're getting right out there where he can take you and do whatever he wants to with you. But you know what? If we submit ourselves to God if you submit yourself to God and you just put up that little bit of resistance, just show, hey, what we got to do is we got to show God that we're serious. Amen? That we're going to be dedicated to this thing, praise God. He'll move upon the scene. He'll touch us and He'll help us, praise God. Bring us out of that. I don't care what it is. You're a preacher. You don't realize the hold this addiction has on me. Yeah, I do. I know exactly how much hold it's got on you. But praise God, God said if we'd just submit to Him and resist, praise God, He'd take the devil out of us. Amen. Amen. He promised He would. But we've got to be careful. Our tools, our bodies are tools, our weapons for God. That's why the devil wants to destroy them. Not only does he want to destroy our bodies because they're temple, because they're weapons, he wants to destroy our body because our bodies is treasury. Do you realize that? Hey, your body, praise God, if you committed yourself to the Lord, your body is a treasury for God. Amen. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, what is the treasure that we have? The treasure that we have, if you're a child of God, praise God, is eternal life. Amen. If you're a child of God, you've got a treasure in your body. The treasure in this vessel of clay, praise God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, ain't that something? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He says, what happened? He said, there's treasure because God put it in you. You didn't realize you was worth nothing, did you? Because the devil's been telling you that, you know what, you're not worth nothing. But see, we've got to remember this morning that the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Amen. He's not going to tell you the truth. See, the devil's not going to tell you. If you get to bragging on Jesus, you should submit yourself to God and you start trying to live right. The devil's not going to tell you that you're doing okay. He's going to say, you remember what you left behind? You remember your buddies over there? Well, I'm going to newsflash. Your buddies done forgot who you are. Amen. Them buddies you got out there, well, they could care less about you. I'm just straight up. They could care less. If your car's broke down, your money's run out. Amen. You ain't got no friends out there. Amen. Now, I'm just straight. You should, how do you know? Because I've been there. I had a fella, I've told this story before, I had a fella come through one time and said, oh man, these fellas, my boy, I said, son, he was trying to get in church, trying to do right, and these fellas were dragging him. I said, son, they're dragging you into a pit. He said, no, I said, they're my friends. I'm going to win them to Jesus. Amen. Next thing you know, he was buying the beer, he was furnishing the car, he was hauling them around. Three or four good old buds. Amen. He was working at Food Line trying to make enough money to pay car, buy gas, and do things. And one morning he got up and he called his butt and said, hey, listen, my old car's tore up. Last night when you had me jerking it around, something happened in the rear end. It won't go. You know what his three buddies told him? Called them one at a time, called them up and said, hey, we can't help you. We got places we got to be. And he called me up. He said, Jeff, he said, I was just wondering. He knew I was all in. He said, I just wonder, can you carry me to work? I said, so what's the matter with you? He said, my car broke. He said, I got to do it something last night. He said, I got up this morning. I got up and got over the hangover and said, and my car won't move. Started to go out the driveway. Something popped. It's dead. Can you carry me? I said, well, where's your buddies? He just hung his head. I said, where's your buddies? He said, I don't know. He said, they won't help me. They're too busy. I said, yeah, they're not really buddies. They're not really friends. Hey, amen. It's the devil trying to destroy you. And that's what he does. But the Bible says here that we are treasures in the Lord. Now, isn't it an amazing thing? Isn't it an amazing thing that God takes something as precious and puts it in it's not the safest place in the world to keep a treasure. Amen. This old body of clay, this old vessel that we are, hey, it's not, if I was God, I don't know what I'd want to put a treasure in here. But you know why he did? You know what? Glory to God, if I could run, I'd take me a lap. You know why he put his, I took his great best treasure he had, that gift from God, he put it down in our hearts. Because he didn't want it to stay in us, praise God. He wanted it to run out everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the devil, praise God, don't like that at all. Amen. But God, that's why the devil wants to destroy us, because we're an earthen vessel. We're a vessel unto God. Praise God. We've got a storehouse of treasure comes from the throne of grace through the Holy Ghost of God, and the devil don't like it. But he can't do a thing about it because it comes from God. Amen. I like it for it. Say, fooey, devil. I know I'm no match for you, but I know one that is. Amen. He's already overcome you. On the cross of Calvary. See, the devil hung him up there. They may try to keep him, as Tiffany sung, they tried to keep him from even being born. Amen. If the devil had had his way, Jesus would have never been born. But he was. Amen. Because God, amen, God planted a seed in a little old Jewish girl, praise God, and he raised up a son. Amen. 100% God, 100% man. Growed him up, praise God, the devil tried to kill him. Hey, they even carried him out to the top of the crest of the mountain one time and was going to cast him off headlong. And the Bible said he just slipped between them and went his way. Amen. Hey, listen, you can't get a hold on God. Amen. You can't do nothing with God if God don't want to be done nothing with. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he took him out and he tried to get rid of his best. Took him up there on the cross of Calvary. I'm trying to hurry. But he took him up there on the cross of Calvary and hung him up. And the Lord stood up there between the heaven and earth, and for 3 hours there was a darkness. I mean a dark, pitch black dark like this world's never seen. As God was dealing with sin, praise God, and putting every sin of the world on the Lord Jesus Christ. Past, present, and future sin. God was pouring out on the precious Lamb of God. Amen. No wonder he said, why hast thou forsaken me? God said, son, I ain't forsaking you. He said, I know just exactly what we're saying. We're going to finish this thing once and for all. Amen. He said, this thing that the devil started, this challenge that the devil put forth over the book of Genesis, praise God, chapter. He said, we're going to finish it now. Amen. And when the sun come back out, Jesus looked around with peace, a deep settled peace in his heart. And he said, "It's finished." Amen. Old devil couldn't do nothing with that, praise God. And but they took him down there and they put him in a bar, a tomb. Old devil come down there and amen, and death had a hold of him, and death had him bound up. He was bound up in those grave clothes. He was dead. Amen. He gave up the ghost. He wasn't just swoon in sleep. He wasn't pretending to be dead. He was dead. He gave up the ghost. Amen. His spirit left him. And about 3 days later, the devil went down there. Satan, he said, "Hi, boy, it's good, ain't it, death?" And death said, "Ain't so good." "Huh? What happened?" He said, "This morning, about daylight, praise God." He said, them grave clothes, we had him bound in. Those chains of death, praise God, we had on him. I began to shake and to shudder. And he said, "I tried to bind him up. I tried to pull it tighter. But praise God, he broke free." Amen. Where's he now? I don't know. He's gone. Amen. That's what Jesus done for you. That's why the devil's so afraid. That's why the devil don't like. That's why the world don't like the name of Jesus. All power has been given unto me. Jesus said, bless his holy name. But there's a treasure. That treasury is eternal life that God gives us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul knew about this treasury. Not only did he talk about it in the first, 2 Corinthians, he talked about it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. When he said this gospel that's been committed to my trust, or said the gospel that you've entrusted to me, amen. He said, "I know about it." And he said, "It's been put in me. It's been given to me." In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, he said, "Guard the treasury and the treasure that's entrusted to you." Amen. He said, "God's gonna give you the treasure too." He said, "He's put that treasure in you, in that earthen vessel." Amen. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14, he said, "That God, that good thing which was committed or entrusted unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us." He said, how do we keep? How do we control? How do we keep the devil out? How can we can keep that God's given? He said, it's through the Holy Ghost of God. See, there's a whole lot of people running around in the world, praise God, that's made a profession of faith that don't have the Holy Ghost of God. I want to say, if you've been born again, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. He kicks off his shoes. He sets him up an abode. He dwells in you. Amen. Everywhere you go, there he is. Amen. Think on that. Amen. He said, hey, he's not wanting to stay in a dark part of your black heart, praise God. He's wanting to give you a new heart, swipe off your table, and set you a new table. So you can feast on the manna from above, praise God, and forget this old earthly mess. Amen. That's what God's wanting to do. That's what the Holy Spirit's wanting to do. But we got to want to let Him. He said, "You can keep that's entrusted to you." He said, "You're going to keep it through the Holy Ghost of God." Because you know what? When you start to do wrong, the Holy Ghost of God, if you're saved, now listen to me, if you're saved, if you're born again, that means born from above, that you've had a new birth. Amen. You're no longer your own. You belong to God. And God will direct you through the Holy Ghost of God. When you mess up, do something that's contrary to His Word, He'll say, "Uh-uh, that's not right." Amen? And you know what you do? You say, oh goodness, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord, would You please forgive me? Help me to do better. Amen. Now, the crazy world that we're living in, they're saying, well, you don't need to repent after you're saved. I tell you what, I never thought about repenting before I was saved. Amen? But since I've been saved, become a child of God, when I mess up, I want to tell my Father, Heavenly Father, that I'm sorry. Amen. I want to ask Him for His help so that I don't go back to that old hog pen the devil used to try to drag me through. I want to have some confidence, and my confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your body. Amen. Not only does he want to destroy your God's treasure chest, but he also wants to destroy because you're a testing ground for God. Did you ever think about yourself as a testing ground? Amen. Like I thought, this is only a test. Amen. Everything that we get, it's just a test. It's all going to pass. We're strangers, Pastor. I tried to get my daughter, she's expecting, and she's due in February. And I tried to get, Moses had a son. His firstborn son, his name was Gershom. Amen. So I told my daughter, I said, you need to name, if it's a little boy, you need to name him Gershom. Amen. Pray that he gets saved at an early age, because Gershom, he is Hebrew for just a stranger passing through. And they can say, you boy, you got a strange name. What does that mean? He says, it means I'm just passing through. and give God the glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. I like it. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Eddie. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, we stay on guard because this is a test. We're going through a test. Every day is a test, right? Every day we face obstacles that the old devil puts forth or our flesh tries to chase after. See, our flesh is kind of like an old junk dog if we ain't careful. If we ain't careful, we'll try to chase after everything the old devil throws out there. Kind of like an old dog chasing a car. And most of the time we wouldn't even know what to do with it if we caught it. Yeah. Amen? But we go through these trials of test. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. It says, but Paul says, but I keep under my body. Then that means to subdue. He said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. He said, I subdue my body. And he said, I don't let it do what it wants to do. And he said, I keep it under discipline. Amen. You know, it's up to us to discipline our bodies. Amen. We have to be disciplinarians. He said, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. It's kind of like being in the Olympic Games. And you're an athlete in the Olympic Games and you prepare for the event. Paul says, what I'm doing, he said, I'm disciplining myself. He said, I'm preparing for the event. But he said, I can prepare myself to the utmost. But he said, if I don't follow the rules, he said, I'll be disqualified. Now, Paul's not talking about losing his salvation. Paul's talking about losing his rewards. See, if we don't discipline ourselves and bring our bodies under the hand of God and we don't begin to subject ourselves, bring ourselves into subjection, that discipline of the hand of God, we'll get out there and God will just have to put a sign up on us out of service. I believe there's a lot of people that's made a profession and God put a sign out of service. Amen. And I've told you before, I'll tell you again, if you're going to claim to be a member of this church and claim to be a saved person, amen, and you're going to go out there and live like the devil in the workplace, don't tell nobody you belong to Stony Fork. Amen? I'll go further. Don't even tell nobody you're saved. Because all you're going to do is cause bring a reproach on the name of God. Amen? If you're going to go out there and live like the devil, just don't tell nobody you know God. Don't pretend like you do. Amen? But if you're going to go out there and let God help you, praise God, you can be a soldier for Christ, a weapon, praise God, if you will, for the glory of God. Paul said, that's what I want to be. He said, I don't want to be a castaway. I don't want to be put on the shelf. He said, I want to stay in the fight. Paul said, I want to finish my course. Yes, I want to do that God's put on my heart to do all the way to the end with no place to quit. Amen? So Paul says, hey, listen, he said, there's a prize out there. And he said, I'm going for the prize. He said, I'm out for the reward. You say, well, preacher, we do it for reward. No, we do it to be pleasing to God. That we might receive those rewards, that we can cast them back to Him. It all belongs to God anyway. Only thing we have is because of Him. He gives us it all. Even to the breath that we breathe. So we see the presentation that Paul's bringing us here. And we see it in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It gives it best. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, children of God, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen? Not a cold dead thing, but a living sacrifice. Holy. Amen? You say, well, preacher, there it is. See, I've tried that and I can't be holy. Bible said to be holy because He's holy. You see there? We can't be that. We can too. God would never tell you to be something that He would not help you to be. You see what the problem is? We got a mindset of right here, right now, and we don't realize what God can do in the days ahead if we commit ourselves to Him, if we allow Him to do that work in us. Amen? But the devil, he's done got his eyes on us. He's done got his crosshairs on us, and he wants to destroy his body. He don't want us to know that God's there to help us. But he said, present you the bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. What's acceptable? What His Word says is acceptable. If His Word doesn't say it's acceptable, then it's unacceptable. Amen? Straight up. That's not too complicated, is it? And then he says, which is your reasonable service. In other words, he said to present for worship and praise. He said, hey, get your body in a way with God so that you can present it in worship and praise before God. Amen. Because the devil wants to tear it down. The devil wants to destroy your body. And while he's at it, he wants to take as many as he can get with you. Oh, he'd love for you to go out there and get you 10 or 12 people to follow you and you just run straight off into hell. Well, that tickled the devil to death. Amen. But God says, hey, listen, you don't have to go that way. He said, you just fix yourself up. He said, because the mercy of God is upon you. He'll help you. And he said, just present your bodies a living sacrifice. Say, Lord, here I am. You're going to have to take me. You're going to have to clean me up. You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to guide me. You're going to have to show me the right way. That's what presenting is. Amen. Present a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. And he said, then we'd be able to stand up and give Him praise and give Him worship from the heart. Amen. The Bible says, I wonder how much, now listen to this, I'm going to quit. I'll come back and finish this tonight. The Bible says that we are a vessel unto the Lord, and that from the abundance of our heart the mouth speaks. So I wonder this morning, how much comes out of our mouth that's giving praise and worship to Him in the daily life that we live. That right there, now listen, that right there tells us where we stand with God. Amen. How much comes out of here and comes out of here that praises Him and gives Him glory? How much?